Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from today on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation, Mr. Modi said, GST Bachat Utsav will begin from today and people can buy goods of their choice at a lesser price. He added that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and the youth, new middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav.
इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे। हमारे देश के गरीब मध्यम वर्गीय लोग न्यू मिडिल क्लास युवा किसान महिलाएं दुकानदार व्यापारी उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा। यानी त्योहारों के इस मौसम में सब
The Prime Minister remarked that citizens and traders were entangled in a complex web of taxes for decades, including octroi, entry tax, sales tax, excise, VAT and service tax. He pointed out that transporting goods from one city to another required crossing multiple checkpoints, filling numerous forms and navigating a maze of different tax rules at every location. He pointed out that his government gave priority to GST after coming to power in 2014, after consulting with the states and stakeholders. He said dozens of taxes were done away with after the efforts taken by the centre and states. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new structure, only 5 and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain. He affirmed that the dream of one nation, one tax was realised.
रिफॉर्म एक अनवरत चलने वाली प्रक्रिया होती है जब समय बदलता है देश की जरूरत बदलती है तो नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म भी उतने ही आवश्यक होते हैं इसलिए देश की वर्तमान जरूरतों और भविष्य के सपनों को देखते हुए जीएसटी के ये नए रिफॉर्म्स लागू हो रहे हैं नए स्वरूप में मुख्य रूप से अब सिर्फ 5% और 18% के ही टैक्स लैब रहेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Matabari under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. The 9-day-long Navratri festival will begin from today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Navdurg. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Sharadiya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated, as they coincide with the changing of seasons. This festival will conclude with Dasara, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. In international news, Israeli forces killed at least 31 Palestinians and blew up more residential buildings in Gaza City yesterday. According to Gaza health authorities, Israel's tanks pushed further into the densely populated city. Israel said its forces had expanded their operations in Gaza city area over the past few days, killing militants and locating weapons. Witnesses said Israeli tanks were advancing towards the west through Tel Al-Hawa, a southeastern suburb. And in cricket, India defeat Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Super 4 match of Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing the target of 172, India were 174 for the loss of 4 wickets against Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.